All right, this is Molly Abkiss. In this episode of Ask the Expert, we're talking to Fire Chief Cal Wyman over at Knoxville Fire Department. How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, first things first, winter season. What is it about the winter season that makes it unique for you guys compared to other times during the year?
With the winter season, the snow, the ice, the cold, it just makes our job a little bit harder. The cold weather, obviously we use water as our main source of extinguishment. Water likes to freeze at 32 degrees, so anything under that, we have issues with hoses freezing up, pumps freezing up. So it just makes our job a little bit more challenging in the winter.
What are certain things that people in the community can do to make your lives a little easier?
One of the biggest things that we ask the community's help on every year is try to adopt a hydrant close to your house. Try to keep that clean. We like 3 feet, roughly, is the minimum that we need around it. That way we can access it when we need to in a hurry. Fire doubles in size every 30 seconds, so the longer it takes us to get a water supply established, that is more damage that's being done to our property.
What kind of calls do you get this time of year that you'd never get during the warmer months?
During the winter season, we see a lot more like carbon monoxide alarms, just because everybody's using their furnace now, so those calls increase. And then the winter season's actually, we see a higher, an increase in structure fires due to either alternate heat sources, candles, whatever it may be. But the wintertime, we do see an increase in those two types of calls.
What are some tips that you would recommend for people to avoid those kinds of scenarios?
The first one, get your furnace checked. A lot of it could be solved if you just had your furnace checked every year. If you use wood fireplaces or things like that, have the chimneys inspected and cleaned annually. And then space heaters, you know, keep 3 feet distance around it. Make sure you're getting one that's tested by a third party. Plug it straight into an outlet. Don't use power cords or extension cords or power strips to run your space heater.
You mentioned earlier with the hoses freezing up and getting too cold in the weather. What are some of the ways that you guys do that or alleviate that here in-house?
So the biggest thing we can do is we have pump heaters in all of our apparatus to try to keep the pumps and stuff thawed or from freezing. And then just keeping, you know, in the winter times, we just have to keep moving water. If we stop moving water, that's when it'll start to freeze.
Kind of taking a side turn into just what it's like being here in the firehouse. Do you guys have any fun holiday traditions that you do with Christmas or New Year?
Yeah, I know our crews are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Every holiday, you know, the crews that's working, they have their own special deal. A lot of times family are here during the holidays. It's just kind of like going to another family's for the holidays. They'll decorate the station. Sometimes they have, you know, Christmas lights up and Christmas music playing. So it's just kind of just like going to another family's house for Christmas or whatever. So,
do you get a lot of calls during the actual holiday weekend?
It can be fairly busy. It just all depends on where everybody's going for the holidays and if they're in town or out of town. But holidays tend to be, we do see a little bit of an increase in call volume. Just people on the roads, people on about, Christmas parties, stuff like that, New Year's Eve parties.
What are some out of the ordinary calls, or what are some of the wildest ones that you've gotten over the years?
I always said I should have started a book or a journal or something, but I never was smart enough to do that. But I don't know, they all kind of run together after so many years.
All right, so obviously fire safety in the home is important, but safety on the roads is also a big thing this time of year. What are some tips that you have?
Well, the biggest thing is, as you're traveling during the winter months, keep your car about half a tank of fuel or more. That way, if you do get stranded, you have enough fuel till help can get there. Keep some sort of an emergency kit in your car with some blankets, extra clothing, some water, some protein balls or granola bars or something, so that if you do get stranded, you have some supplies to keep you through. So jump cables is good. Keep your car in good running condition. You know, make sure the tire pressure is good, batteries are good, that kind of stuff, so that you do avoid being stranded on the side of the road during a cold spell or a snowy time of year.
And if someone were to find themselves on the side of the road, is there any kind of light signals that they should put on their car or ways to get your guys' attention?
Pretty much the biggest deal is just turn on your four-way flashers. Cell phones are good. Everybody has one of them almost anymore, so you can normally call for help. It's just it may take a little bit for either fire or EMS or law enforcement to get to you, because if you're having those issues, probably there's a few more that are having those issues as well. So, but if you can get the help notified, it will get there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. This is Fire Chief Cal Wyman from Knoxville Fire Department, and thank you for listening in on Ask the Expert.